Hey everybody. Just gonna wait a couple more minutes to see who shows up, comes on in. There was quite a few signups, but as those things go, not everybody shows up. So let's just give it a few more minutes. If you have any questions in the meantime, we can definitely start chatting. But I'm gonna kick it off in a couple minutes.
I have a question while we're waiting. So
Sure.
the new page builder looks awesome, but you can only use it on landing pages, and I have zero landing pages and a lot of regular pages. So when can I use it on non-landing pages?
That is an amazing question that we are all chomping at the bit to answer as well. Our dev team has it as a priority, but we're just not quite there yet. We're hoping within the next month or so. And I feel your pain. And that's kind of going to be the discussion today, too. I want to find out from everybody where they're at. Are they using the new page builder? Are they not? Are they using it for landing pages? Are they hacking it to use it for their main site pages, which isn't really the best way to do it? But yeah, we'll get into that, Ali. And I appreciate your patience, but we want it just as much as you guys do, that's for sure. All right, I think we're good to go. We're just going to get started here. Anybody that comes in are welcome to jump in late. It's not a problem, but I'm going to just go ahead and get started. I want to welcome you all. My name is Silas. I work for customer success at Simplero, and today we're going to just be going over website pages and landing pages. And as Ali had spoken about, there's two ways to attack these now because we have the new Builder 2.0 available for landing pages only, and then basically funnels as well, because they're kind of a required thing within the funnel is the landing page. So 2.0 works for those two things. It's not live yet for main site, and we'll talk about what those two things mean as well. Just to get into it, that's probably a good place to start. I'm not sure what everyone's base level of knowledge is around web design or websites and how things are laid out. But just to start off in the beginning, a landing page is used as more of it can be used in a sales environment, or if you have some sort of information that you want to provide to your users that isn't a part of your main marketing website. Your main website is what hosts things like your about page, right? And your contact us page. Your sales page could be on there, but that might better be suited for a landing page, your services. That's how we scaffold you out with Simplero to begin with. So if you're new to Simplero and you started an account, maybe you're on trial, maybe you're not, but you'll notice that this is what we give you to get started. And if we take a look at these pages, we provide a little bit of content just so you can kind of see what we have going on here. So also today, this is gonna to respect all of everyone's time, this we're gonna probably drink from a fire hose a little bit because there's so much we could get into if we wanted to, but I only have about an hour with you guys and I want to make sure there's room for a Q&A. So my goal today is to build a little bit with the old builder, your main website pages for anybody who has questions about that. And then also build out a landing page with the new builder. And we can talk about how to connect all of those things too. Does that sound good to everybody? If you have any feedback too, you're welcome to jump in anytime. Like main Q&A, we'll try and keep for the end, but you can stop me anywhere as well if you have any questions. So that's where we're gonna head. First things first, let's talk about themes. This will kind of affect how your websites are going to look, at least on the main website. end. So when you go into accounts, you're going to be able to affect your theme from there. And that's going to create the themes for your entire website. You can override these things, but themes is kind of where you want to make sure you start so you can build out what your typography and your buttons and stuff are going to look like. So for now, we're going to do our website theme. This is the main theme used on your websites. Like you see, you kind of have a separate theme for your membership site. And then this is something else. By the way, I'm just in one of our like child accounts, test accounts. So it should look relatively close to what you guys have. But if I go inside here, I can customize this theme, and this is how my website's going to look. So inside here, I have a few tabs. I can go to colors and I can set the colors for the theme. Alternate background, that'll make sense when we look at pages themselves. You can choose alternate, for example. Accent color, this is what's used for text, primary buttons, lines, some backgrounds, secondary buttons, social icons, homepage, and then border colors. And then inside here, you can create all of your text colors. And we're just going to leave them as defaulted. But if you've never been in here, this is where you kind of create the look and feel of your pages. And then buttons, of course, are going to be here. And then button text. And then navigation stuff. This is what your top nav is going to look like. You can change the background color there. Text when transparent. And then footer as well. And you can see this is representative of what this will look like. Like this is my footer. Here's the background color. Here's my text color. If I were to affect these changes, it would change the theme there. So that's the theme. Typography, this is where you would change the text, what you want it to look like. Your headings can have something, your body text can have something different. And then use header or font body font for buttons. You can use the default for your headings for the buttons. And then you can affect your navigation from here. So you can have it be at the top or on the left. If you were to move that a little bit, it's going to show you what that looks like. I'm not going to save changes. I'm not a fan of the way this looks. This is our membership site, kind of looks like this, or you can also change that too. But this is where you would change the navigation. And then your appearance, you can change the sizes for this. And you can make it stick as well. So sticking would mean if you're scrolling, it's going to just scroll with you, as you can see. Your logo is where you're going to put your logo image. And right now it just says Liz Alvarez, but it would go in that spot there. And if you have a transparent header, you can add a logo image there. Your favicon or fav icon is this little guy up in the corner. I want to make sure that everyone can see this, right? I'm going to make sure I'm on the right window, but yes. So this is where the fav icon goes. It's the smaller Simplero. And then some header options there. So you can show site title even when logo is uploaded. That'll also put the site title around the logo, search option, and login menu. And then call to action stuff. Top right corner of your website is prime real estate for permanent call to action. You can add this if you want. You don't have to add that. And that can have a destination on it to maybe your contact page or about page. And then you can also hide it right here for known contacts. If someone's on your contact list, Simplero will see that and it'll hide that for them. That's the navigation announcement banner. This is something that's going to live on here temporarily. Like, let's just see what this looks like. Boom. And you can't really see it. We can change the background color and the text color. The defaulted ones aren't great. If I were to, let's see, go this way. Yeah, you can see that a little bit better if it's more of a white color. But that's where you can affect that. And then again, come here and take a look. There'll be many more things to do. I'm not going to keep going through all this, but this will affect your theme for your website. So that's where you find all of that. And just a quick reminder, guys, if you have any trouble or need help setting up your domains, we can totally do it for you. Reach out to us via a support ticket. We can add custom domains. We can point things to your main websites, point things to your landing pages, whatever you need to do. We have guides on how you can do it yourself. And we'll also do it for you if you need help. So don't forget about that. So back to the pages. So I'm going to navigate here. This is my main website. Again, this is what we default you to have. You can add your own of whatever you think you would like to have. You can delete these. You can hide them from the navigation. There's all types of stuff that you can do. I am going to add a page. Let's see. Somebody come in. Hey there. We're just going to keep running. Thanks for coming. We're going to just keep going with this. This is going to be recorded for everybody too, so you can see it later. But I'm going to add a page, and we're going to try and just go through a quick mock-up of a homepage. Instead of using what's defaulted here and playing with it, I thought it might be more helpful to just make a mock-up and see if we can kind of create something. I found this cool little gym page, the Blueprint LA. It's got some flashy stuff going on. This is their homepage, and we're going to see if we can just sort of build it with the old builder and see what we come up with. So I'm going to add a page here. I'm going to just call it a page. We'll call it home two. I'll hit add there. Just so you know, here's your options. You can anchor to a spot on a site. That's kind of handy to do. You can create a drop-down menu, webhooks, favorites, catalogs, categories, products, blogs, external links. This would be good for linking out to a landing page, terms and conditions, and your support link. So here's home two. This is just blank. There's nothing on here. So right off the bat, our options are to add sections and create settings. So let's just talk about the settings real quick. Right now it's in draft. I can publish it when I'm ready, or I can schedule it and have it become live at a scheduled time. So that's kind of handy. May not be something that you'll use all the time, but for now we'll just leave it in draft. Our layout, we can do things like hide the header, make the header transparent, hide the footer, or hide the sidebar. This is going to be the label in navigation. Again, this is called home two. This isn't actually your home page, but you get the drift. You can label it whatever you want. You can also hide it from the main navigation. And then the URL, you can change the slug so you can change what you want it to say. And then here's your search engines and social options. You can hide it completely from Google if you wanted to. You can add your title. This is good for SEO. This is really important. And then social sharing images, you can choose your media, and then you can also customize the themes from here. So let's go back to the sections. And I'm just going to add a section real quick. So let's see. We want to copy the Blueprint LA. This is going to be kind of tough. There's a video. But if we wanted to start with this, I would do something probably like a text section. And text is super handy because you can do all types of stuff with it. You can choose background images. You can add text to it. You can play with everything basically on here. So we're going to choose media. And I'm going to go, just so everybody knows, you have full access to Unsplash through our stock stuff. And we're going to do gym. Let's see if we can find a good hero. That's good enough. And I'm going to have to choose style, custom. Let's see, how did I get that to work? There we go. So it's loaded in here. And what we're going to do to create space so we can see this better is literally just go inside of this text box. And what does the Blueprint LA say? They say, get real, sustainable results. And I'm just going to copy this. And I'm going to create the format. And we'll do large header, get real sustainable results. And this was centered. I'm gonna go ahead and center that. And again, it's pulling the font from my theme, right? I'm not gonna play with that now, but I can make it bigger if I wanted to. Boom, that's massive. Go too big, let's go 48. And then if I go down here, let's see what else they say on there. They got a button here. Try us for 3 days for free. So if I go back here, I can add a link. Try us for free. Oops, that's the URL. Oops. This doesn't matter. This is just going to be the URL, but we'll leave it blank for now. Title shown and hover. Leave that. And we're going to display that as a button. Cool. So we can decide to whatever this call to action is, open in a new window or just go directly to there, but we're going to display it as a button. Boom. And we're going to center that as well. So you know what we're going for here, right? If you needed a little bit more spacing, you can add some space there. But there's our hero. As we come down, I'm going to try and move through this pretty quickly. This won't be here for a while. So here's another section. This is kind of a cool little border. I'm going to let's just save these changes just to make sure we don't lose anything. I'm going to go back. I'm going to add a section. Let's add another text section. Very versatile. I could have done hero with this too, just so you know, and you can play with the hero too. But again, I also encourage you guys to kind of test things out. Don't be afraid to mess around in here. So we're going to go background image. I think I might have uploaded this already. Yes, right here. Other banners. And again, I have to change this to custom, otherwise it will just default it. Doesn't like that. Let's see. Let's try. I'm going to add another section. I did this before. So we're going to go hero. See if it likes it better. Let's actually, we're going to go hero image. And inside this image, I'm going to choose media. Boom. There we go. Like that one much better. So I'm going to go ahead and delete these other guys. Section. This guy too. Getting closer, getting closer. What else do they have here? Here's just the text section. So let's do this quickly. And we'll go ahead and add another text. We can write directly on the page. Oops. Let's see here. That in. And again, they had it centered. And this might get boring. Let's see what else we can add. Let's just skip to here. We're going to try and build this section real quick. This is what would probably be best described as a feature section in Simplero. So let's go back here. And we're going to add feature section. Boom, we got three features there. Let's add it. Just so you notice, guys, too, when I go and try and add a section, I can click on it, like contact form, for instance. It doesn't actually add it till I add it. So that's kind of a handy little trick. Like you can visualize what you want to do before actually adding it to your site. If you do nothing, it won't add it, right? You have to actually click add. So I can see what I want to see before I actually make any decisions. So if I get into the features section, here we go with the features. A really cool thing about this is you can give it a number of columns. If you do five, let's say it starts to get a little busy. Let's go back to three. And you can choose the width of the columns. You can play with the pixels and keep it lower. It gives it enough space. You can round the images, which we're not going to do. You can mess with the border radius right now. Again, the appearance, you can make it custom or use the alternate style. We're going to see what we can do, though, just to make it the way we want it to look. See if we can copy this. So I'm going to go to background. I know that background is white. Let's see if we can mess with the background. Oops. I don't want an image. There we go. Default makes it just white. I don't want it to be alternate. I want it to be white. Pulling from the theme. And then now that we're in there, let's go to each of the features. So this is a feature with image. I'm going to choose the media. And let's just go here. Upload. Browse. Took some of these before already. Let's go to this guy. Boom. It's pretty cool. And then again, how close are we? So what do we got here? We have an image box with a title, text, and a button. So here's our title, here's our text, and we'll just do this here. Insert link and say a button. Button. Oops, I forgot to display that as a button. So I'll go here. Display as a button. Boom. Now, again, if I wanted to make my theme look like theirs, we could mess with our theme and our buttons would take that theme. There's not as many options for this currently with our main builder. We have much more customization ability with the new page builder, which I'll show you later on in this workshop. But as you can see, this is where we're at. So we're getting closer to what this page looks like. I can delete all this right here because they don't have that on theirs. And we're starting to look pretty close to what they have. I'm not going to fill these out. You guys get what I'm going for there. Keep trying to save changes. Make sure you keep saving stuff just so you don't lose anything. But let's see what they have here. Now, this looks like a text and media section. So I'm going to add a section here. We do text and media. Cool. Pretty close. And we will go to the styles. Staggered boxes if you want and go stacked. We'll leave it the way it is. We want it to look exactly how theirs is. Their media is on the left. And let's see, we can add a link to that photo if we wanted to. Go to default because it's white again. And here we can do a background image for this entire section, which we're not going to do. Background video if we wanted to. And then as we get down here, we can choose what we want to go inside this stuff. So here's my text. I'll just copy it real quick. So this was a lot of chatter. This is a link. We can make that a button. Cool. Here's the media. Let's see. Good. Just take another one of these photos. Looking sharp, liking that. And then let's just do this last one real quick and then we'll move on because you guys probably understand pretty well. And then I'll open the main website up for questions. And that's anything to do with it, how it's linked, all the types of stuff that you would want to ask about main website. We can go through that. But let's just do this real quick. We'll add one more section. Shit. And just a background image. Do I have a big one? Let's actually, no, we don't need to do that. We're not doing that. Sorry. We are going to, let's see. This was actually better as a feature. So add a different, another feature list for features. And what we would do with these is we would just delete the images from each feature. We wanted it to look like theirs. Boom. And then go back up to the main settings for this one. We're going to do style, default again, make it white. And a little bit of text. You can see that this is a little bit custom. We're not going to be able to get you that whole quote thing there, but you could definitely. This is also a slider. So we do have something like that, I think. Let me just look at it. Testimonials. So that's a slider. Let's see if we can play with those. Okay, so here those are. Yep, and you could add them in. And again, play with all the backgrounds based on the theme as well. And that's basically what they did there. And you can remove the images for each of those as well if you'd like. What else is on here that would be cool? It's just kind of another hero that you could make with a text image centered. Just another text section with some text, and then they have their social media stuff. So this is just an example of a homepage. It gives enough information about the company. There's some about what they do, some calls to action that also link out to other things. Like this is going to be some more about page stuff. Yeah. Do you guys have any questions about main site stuff? Let me see. Hold on. I got some questions in the chat. Custom background image on the text block. If you can elaborate, Caress, that would be awesome. I can definitely try and answer that for you. You can create a custom background image on the text block for sure. If we go to a text block here. Yeah, that's how we would do that. I know I can edit images in Simplero, but can never remember how to get to that if I'm building a page. So let's see, what's the best way to edit images? I think the best way, you can't do it at the page level from here. Your images kind of need to be optimized first, but we could, let's see. There are some options, I think. There aren't any options. It's a good question. I need to remember how to do that as well. What I do, just so you know, is I always just edit things the way I want them in Canva, which is a free software. That I know it's just another piece to learn, but Canva will allow you to make sure everything is exactly the way you want it before you bring it in, and you can even affect its sizes. Because oftentimes photos and images that you take or want to use aren't optimized for any website that you're building. Canva will allow you to build it to that size. Let me just make sure I'm not missing anything. Go back. I'm having trouble finding it too. Yeah. I don't use the old builder as much anymore because I'm just waiting for the new one. I'm trying to remember where I saw that as well. Let's see here. Admin. Yeah. No, that's not it, man. Cool. I'll get you an answer for that for sure. Let me just write that down. Let's make sure we have an answer for editing so this input. Cool. Any other questions about the main website builder, especially with like how things link, how things are connected, stuff like that. We can just there's other things too that maybe are interesting. Like you can see the stats. Don't forget that you have that ability. Here's the actual link, so you can see, you can copy it, send it around. Testimonials section, how would you go about having it looking in the original website? Do you mean in this website? This, yes. This is not a Simplero built website. I'm going to say that first. Like I had shown, there isn't a great way to make it look exactly like that, but there is a better way inside of the new page builder. Those quotes themselves are their own little iconography that this business, the Blueprint LA, had to import in. Like it is itself an image, and they did some crazy CSS to allow that text to lap over those quotes. And if you have a web developer, there are ways to do that stuff for sure. For our builders, they're like Elementor. The new one we plan on being like a Divi or Elementor if you're used to WordPress. So you will be able to mess with some padding and margin, and you could create something like that, but it is a little bit advanced too. So you're going to definitely have to learn and play. But for this exercise, our testimonials section is kind of limited. It'll get the job done, but there's not very much you can do with it to make it exactly the same way. Like here are your options as far as what to add in there. And then you can connect it to a product and URL, of course. And then the image would probably be some sort of photo that's a portrait of the customer. You could use whatever you want there too, but that's what you're kind of limited to with our testimonial section. Again, you can also do some CSS. If you go into the custom CSS and you know what you're grabbing and what you're looking at, you can affect these sections as well. Sorry, Emma, that's not a great answer. So I don't see too many questions about the old builder. That's good and bad. Like the good thing is we're going to be moving to 2.0. So anything that you guys who are used to building your own sites felt limited to, that will hopefully change a bunch with the new builder. But yeah. This is how we currently deliver our main website pages, and we're always trying to improve and change and do our best. So this would be a great time to remind everyone to use the feature request function at Simplero, and I can link it as well. But feature requests are how we improve our product, and it's not just something that goes into a black box and never to be seen again. The community votes on things, and we implement them. For sure. So if you have a problem, somebody else probably does too. Always be adding to that feature request page, and we will build it for you and make it a part of Simplero. So we're going to move on, and we're going to do a landing page. So let's talk about them quickly, just what they are. Go over that again. Landing pages are a super useful tool for sales, for funnels, or providing quick information that doesn't live inside of your main website, right? Your about contact homepage. They're extremely useful. If you're not using them, I guarantee your business has a purpose for them and you could use them. So we'll talk about how they look, and we'll build one from scratch. And I'm going to use another, just something that they have. We could even rebuild the one we just did, just in a different sense. But here's another page we can try and kind of recreate. This is really ugly. I don't like that. I don't know why they did that, but oh well, we'll figure it out. But we'll dive right in, unless you guys have questions immediately about landing pages themselves and their functionality. But this is where I find them. Go to marketing, landing pages and forms, and then this is where it's going to list the ones that I have. As you can see, the type is 2.0 if it's a new. And then full classic is the older builder's landing pages. And then, of course, embedded means an embedded form or an embedded kind of mostly used for forms. They can be pop-ups or just forms that are embedded onto your website. So I'm going to create a new landing page, and I have these options. This is all, but we can go, look at what we're trying to do here. I'm going to start from scratch just for fun, but you guys should know that you have the ability to use our templates, which we're also making tons and tons more of with this new push. But we have a few templates available now that are available for 2.0 or the classic builder. And just by selecting them, they're going to bring them into your editor and you can play with them as much as you want. But yeah, so we have some templates here. These are the sales ones. Here's our opt-in stuff, which is kind of formy. And then thank you pages, of course, are super useful. But yeah, as you can see, you got 2.0 and classic. So we're going to start here. I'm just going to go and build one from scratch. And I did 2 weeks ago a workshop on just 2.0 when it's live on our workshops page. So you guys can definitely watch that. There may be more information I get into just because of time today. But yeah, definitely watch that. And we'll try and build some stuff today too before we run out of time. And I'll make sure I get all your questions answered. But first things first, this is the editor for 2.0. And if you've never seen it before, it might be a little intimidating. Maybe not. Maybe you're used to this style of builder. I was pleasantly relieved when I saw it for the first time. I'm like, oh, this kind of looks like Elementor. I know that I can add things with the plus signs, and here's just my canvas. So if we take a look at it, what we can see first is we have a style guide and we have options for a pop-up. If you go to the three dots, you can view it in a new tab, copy the link, see version history, super helpful, and then settings. So I'm going to give it a name. Let's do that first. Let's call it Silas Workshop Test. Cool. And then before we start building, let's look at the settings real quick so you can see what you have available to you. So inside the settings on this landing page, you can have a name and a title. And then this is the header or the header in your browser, the title that it's called in the browser. And so this is kind of like more of a internally, and then this is what's officially written on Google and search engines. I can add labels if I want, and then mess with languages. The URL, this is also super important. It's going to give you a defaulted one based on how your account is built and set up. Or you can give it a custom domain, meaning if you have a URL that you have connected to Simplero, you can point it directly to this landing page, or you can host it under a site. So if I had silasjohnson.com as my Simplero domain that I have linked, I could do silasjohnson.com/silasworkshoptest, right? It would go here, and then this is where you would add the end to that. Search engines and social. Anytime this is shared on a search engine or a social page, it's going to show this title and description. And then, Facebook will and Instagram will show an image with it. So this is where you would put the image for that. And then it's going to show you a little preview of what it looks like. You can also hide it from search engines. What to do when it expires? If you want to add an expiration, really good for sales stuff. If you have a landing page based on a special or an offer that you're doing and it does expire, super useful to add an expiration. You can manually delete it yourself too, but this will kind of take the thinking out of it and it'll allow you to just delete that thing. It'll take it off right away. And then what do you do when that happens? If someone clicks on that link after it's expired, you can show a not found like a 404. You can redirect it to your main site or send them somewhere else. If you got a new funnel going or a new landing page with a new offer, you can point them there. So advanced custom tracking code stuff, that's for your Google Analytics and Facebook Pixel stuff. And then triggers. This is cool, really big. We could create a whole nother workshop just on triggers. But for instance, if you have a call to action in here, you can trigger it from these settings. We can also show what it does later. But yeah, you can trigger it to do things like send emails and add tags and give access and do all of the cool things that triggers do. And make sure you know what triggers do if you have a Simplero account. Because it's like pouring gasoline on your business. It's really important stuff. And not a, in a good way, you know? Putting gasoline into your business is the better metaphor. Cool. So those are the settings. If anyone has any questions about that, feel free to open the mic or go ahead and write in the chat. But I'm going to jump back into the builder so we can look at that. So here's the builder. Here is the style guide, and this is separate from your theme, right? This is a style guide for your landing pages, and it's defaulted to this style guide here. Just this is what everybody gets when they start. Not a huge fan of these colors, but that's okay. But here you can affect what everything looks like. You have buttons, you have fonts, you have borders, shadows. I don't really want to edit these today. I can click into one and show you what kind of options you have. But if we wanted to edit the buttons, we can do all kinds of cool stuff like change their padding, border corners. Do you want them fully rounded? What do you want your background colors to look like? Font family, and then the weight. And it's just going to change all this stuff. You could see here, this is what your button currently looks like with your particular border options and then button shadowing, all that jazz. So those are the three types, button one, two, and three. And then other things that you can mess with here is the colors. Go to edit those. It's going to give you the palette. And there are really cool websites. I don't know if you guys have heard of something called Koolors. You can just go ahead and click in. Let me see if I said that correctly. Hot tip. Let's see here. That's fine. Start the generator. Was a free tool. Let's go. Hit the space bar. Boom. Oh, tutorial. Sorry, guys. Cool. Every time I hit the space bar, it's going to give me a color palette. And I can easily just copy those colors and bring them back into our landing page editor if I wanted to do that. Because everything that you have here, you can edit. Like paragraphs, headlines, subheadlines, pre-headlines. You would go to here to the custom color and drop in that hex code that they used. We give you like a bunch of different ways. This is just, just copy it, send it back over here. We're not going to do that today, but just so you know, that's available to you. If you don't have your color scheme picked out, you can have cool tools pick them for you. You can also decide that you want to keep one and change the others or get rid of one. It'll do all that stuff for you. You can lock it and lock that. And then it's just changing these two. Anyway, groovy. Cool. So this is the style guide. Won't spend too much time on that, but we're just going to leave it as is. But if you want a style guide for a particular set of landing pages, you can create one just for those landing pages. You can create a style guide for all of your landing pages. It's up to you how you want to do that. So here's some more options here just for the style. All right, let's get started. So we're going to add a section. So the hierarchy for most web design is section. Right, we'll call this full width. Then you have column. How many columns would you like? One, two, or three? We're going to build a hero, so we're going to call it one. And then inside of there, you add rows. Right, you can add another row with a set of columns. Right, and then inside of there are the elements. Right, so I'm going to mess around. I'm going to delete this real quick, but I just want you to understand I can add another element on top of that. And if you've never seen anything like this before, your brain is probably exploding right now. Because this is how things are built, with builders at least. HTML, CSS, JavaScript, the real nitty-gritty. This is all done with code. But with page builders these days, this is kind of the standard about how this all works. So we have, this is all just inside of a section, right? And inside of the section, I have two rows. This row has one column. This row has two columns. Okay. And then inside of this column, there are three elements. So I'm going to go ahead and just delete that. Yes, I want to do that. Yes, I want to do that. Cool. All right. So starting at the top. So here's our section, and inside of this section, I'm gonna start from scratch, actually. Boom. So we're gonna go full width because we want it to go all the way to the outside. We're gonna do one column. And here's my options at the section level. So I'm clicked on the section so I can see my options at the section level. I can choose the color scheme. I can go custom. And then here's my background, headlines, all the stuff I can change right at this level. So it'll go with the theme or not. My background can be an image or a video. So let's see here. If we do this, we'll use that hero from before. Boom. Looking familiar, right? So there's not a lot of space around it because there's no content inside of there. So if we go back up here, let's just build this again. So what do we got here? We have a title and a button. So if I go back to the landing page, I'm going to add a new element. We'll call it a headline. And we'll say that we need a sustainable results. And we're going to need to change that color because you can't see, right? So if you go straight into the editor here and change that color there, so I can't really see it that well. That's okay. Get my drift. There are ways we can change this. And inside of here, there's a button there. So we can literally just add an element below it that is a button. And of course, each of these sections has its own settings. So I am inside of this headline element, and I can change all the kind of stuff that I want in here. It's going to grab my theme, but I can go in and change the font family immediately. I can change it to Debes Noi. I can make it really big. I can change the spacing, line height, all that stuff from right inside here. I can change the margin and the padding around that element itself. And that's going to be the spacing inside the box. The spacing outside the box, right? Mess with the border. There's no visible border, so you don't got to worry about that. Corners. I can add a background image to just this element if I wanted to. And just see what that looks like. It's going to look horrible, but it's just quite a bit. Boom. All right. I can do that if I want to. And I can change how it fits. Take that away. It's super ugly. You're never going to be letting go. So cool. So here we go. Like we have, there's a little bit of space here that we can get rid of if we want this to look better, more pixel perfect. And even in here, I have some options. Let's see, it's a title. So if I were to want some more padding around there. We can go separate edges, can do bottom, add some more padding. Cool beans. This is still super ugly because we were going fast, but hopefully, you're starting to understand how this builder works. So let's go back to our main page we're trying to copy here. We're going to throw this section in. We're going to call it a section, full width, and one column. And in this section, we go to image. Let's see. Boom. There's that. So we don't need an element in there. You can completely just ignore it. I don't think. Let's see. Let's see about the real level. Yeah, he wants us to put something in there. Maybe there's a better that. I'm just going to keep adding sections so I have some more space. Sorry guys, I don't want to waste your time. I'm building this on the fly. Like I was confident in my ability, so we're just playing with it. And that's what I encourage you to do as well. Like this section. Let's just see here. Let's publish this. And if we go to be on a new tab, boom. So just because there's no element in there doesn't mean you have to add one. Visually, it's going to look like that, right? So I'm going to keep moving because that's how, what I want it to look like. Don't be confused by that. And then let's see, let's do this again. This is just going to be another single section. Can add a new element. This is just going to be follow paragraph. Copy this. If we want to get technical, we can actually do it like this. This is a subheadline, and I want these to switch order. So I'm going to drag it here. Boom. My subheadline is, what do they say? Here's the blueprint. And then here's some text. Oops. Cool. We can center this text if we want. Here's some options you have here just so we can look at them again. Bold, italic, underline, strike through, and then a bunch of other stuff too, indentation wise. Boom. So there's that section. Let's do something fun. This one will be fun. This guy right here. We're going to do this section. Add this section. Call it full width. It looks like all their stuff is full width. If you want margin on your pages, so it doesn't do this, right? If you want space on all sizes, we're not just talking about desktop. It will copy into mobile. It will also give margin, but then you wouldn't choose full width. But I can see that this has three columns, and inside of those columns there are elements. Let's just give an idea real quick. So we got photo, title, text, button, and it will be that. You do image. Subheadline. There we go. Button. Cool. Now, I have all these out here, but watch how easy this is. If I go to the column level and I duplicate this, boom, I can do that. And I can delete that one. I can delete this one. And now I have my three already scaffolded out for me. Now I just have to do is input all of the font and the photos and so. Just do a little bit of it here quickly because, again, you guys should be understanding at a higher level how these things work together now. Let's do this gal. Let's do this guy. Another third one that's sized. Dancing cutting. So that's that section. And what's cool is to just keep looking. Like I have it, I can just refresh this, kind of look at what I'm doing here. This is live, right? Like this is what it looks like live. Going to go over real quick how you can edit things just for tablets or mobile. So if you look at the top here, you have some icons that show what size. This is all about size of viewport that people are going to be seeing your website from. So this would be what your website would look like from a tablet, and you can change the width. And then here's a phone, and you can change the width there. And if you had some sort of, it should immediately try and fit itself correctly as best as possible, unless you did some custom playing with the margin and the padding. But at this level, this will save your work at the level that you edited at. So I can do things in here to the phone settings that won't copy back to the desktop settings. I can edit things in here that will not affect editing of the main desktop part. So like if I picked this section and I wanted to add some more padding, right? Publish that. The other ones don't have that, but if I go back, still the same on our regular section for our desktop. It only affected changes at the phone level. And I can make it a super small phone if I wanted to. And you can see what it looks like there, right? Super handy. If you know, there are certain widths that are very common, like iPhones and Android, Samsung phones. Oh, Suzanne, great question. Other people have had that same question just today on this workshop. And I hope that we have it ready within the next month, maybe two. It's on the developer's hot list. Everyone's asking for Builder 2.0 for all the pages. And all of us staff as well are extremely excited for Builder 2.0 for main website. And it will be a game changer for sure once it's live. But currently, it's not ready yet. There are ways where we can make things look really good, not exactly what you want with our main builder. It will be deprecated soon enough, and we will never have to worry about it again. But currently, 2.0 is not available for the main pages. Thanks for the kind words. We love you guys too, more than you know. We really appreciate all the kind words too. We share them every day with each other, and you guys brighten our day. So thanks for saying that. Let's get back to this. If there's any other options that I can kind of show you guys, like let's do this. Let's do this button. Where is it going to go? This is going to go to, let's say, an opt-in. And if I wanted to say which opt-in, I would give it a list. So this child account is built by Liz, and I only have two lists on there. You may have 20 different lists. You may have one list. That's just for your newsletter. But this button right here, it's going to get an action that you're telling it to do. So in here, we're going to point it to Liz Alvarez's newsletter. So now when anyone clicks on submit, it's going to send it to Liz's newsletter. What you don't have here, though, in this section is obviously an input that shows a name and an email. So it's not going to go anywhere. So why don't we build a section like that? We'll build a really ugly one, but we will build something that it's called two columns that grabs an email. It's a call to action, like sign up for my thing. And that's what we're going to do here. We're going to say, let's do this. Sign up for my thing. And we will add input. And inside this input, we're going to select the field. We're going to call contact name. Boom. It'll add another element. Call it another input. And we're going to say select field, contact email. And then third thing we're going to do is add that button. And that button is going to connect it to Liz's newsletter. And then on the side, we'll just add an image with a cool photo. Got some weird stuff here. Let's see. Who's that? That's probably just on splash image. So boom, that's how we're going to do an opt-in. And then another thing that we can make a button do is we can make it open a pop-up. And I'm going to just publish this. Again, guys, don't forget, keep saving stuff, right? Don't forget to save stuff. You want to make sure that it's always getting saved. And don't worry about publishing a landing page because more than likely, no one has it. It's not connected to your main website. It's only available when you give it to somebody, right? If it's not connected to anything and it's not in any navigations, you can make, like I showed in the beginning, your main website pages have in their nav bar a link to a landing page. But don't be afraid of publishing things. Save them. It is live, but no one has it unless you give it to them. Let's go see here. So this is going to open a pop-up. If we go back, we can edit that pop-up. So here you go. This is a pop-up that's going to pop up, obviously. This is not a part of this section here. This is living by itself and it is its own section. So we're going to create a full width pop-up. We're going to just give it, let's give it two columns, man. And we can do the exact same thing. We will go new element, call it a headline, sign up for my thing. Let's add a input. Let's look at these real quick. Sorry, I kind of skimmed past this. You can mess with the margin. You can mess with the label style. You can have the label above the field, inline, or floating. I can show you what those look like. Play with the margin, separate edges. If you wanted, you can lock one thing and give a padding and margin on the other sides. You can even give the input itself a background image. So we're here, we're going to select a field, call it the contact name. And I have it as floating. This is what it looks like with the name above the field, like that. And then we'll add another element. Oops. Email. Just leave that floating. Let's see, let's do something else. Inline. That's super ugly, but people like it. And then let's add something else. Add that button. So now inside of our pop-up is the opt-in. And we affected this pop-up by another button on our page, right? So those are our options for the pop-up, right? We go to advanced. Those are just the shadow options. Section itself. Oops. Here's our pop-up again. Then if you select the, if you go to the pop-up level and mess with its formatting options, what you have here is how you position it on a page. You can kind of play with it. So it's over here, over there, down at the bottom. This, where in the viewfinder would you like to be? That's something you can mess with. You can add additional triggers. Like on exit intent, it pops up. So if someone goes to navigate away from your page and close the tab, the pop-up's going to come up. You can have it done on page load, right? As soon as the page loads, boom. And there are other options sometimes where it can wait, maybe 10 to 15 seconds, 20 seconds. We don't have that yet. It'll probably be in our, full build. We'll have the option to time it based on page load. But those are the other options that come with your pop-up. So go ahead and publish this. So hopefully everybody understands that. Everybody needs a pop-up. It's another type of call to action, at least on exit intent. If they saw your landing page and didn't like your offer, this is your last opportunity to tell them something. Or grab their email, right? And that was this button right here, I believe. Open pop-up. So if we look at this thing, that's on page load, right? I had it set to page load. That's on the button click, right? Let's see if I go to leave. Yeah, I didn't. Oh, I think I just selected exit intent. But yeah, so that's how the pop-up works. What else can we talk about today? I'm not really going to get into funnels, but that's a whole nother piece. We can look at it quickly just so you guys, if you're already, if your brains are buzzing and You can see the advantage of doing all this stuff. You can talk about it quickly, but if I created a new funnel, let's go size test. Inside the funnel, I can add all kinds of steps, and they start with pages, right? A page is a landing page. It's going to now go into your landing page, and boom, this looks familiar. Same thing. Now we have a blank landing page, and if we want to go edit it, it opens up the editor, and now this landing page, which is square one, is connected to my funnel, right? I'm gonna open the floor, I think, for Q&A. I think I covered everything. And if I didn't, if there's an aspect to a web page that I didn't hit, let me know. I just basically copied stuff from some other company just to show that, we can steal their designs. I'm not a great designer. What's that quote? Good artists copy, great artists steal, right? You should always be looking for inspiration from competitors, from people outside of your niche. Like, there are people that do things right, and if you know that someone is converting, it's for a reason. It's their imagery, it's their copy, it's all the things. And make sure that if you're not great at it, if you're not a marketing whiz, that you at least take ideas from other people, because there is no problem with that at all, as long as you're not just directly stealing content. Anybody have any questions? Go ahead. You can chat, you can open up your mic. I would love to help answer anything. Even just feedback, like, hey, this is really cool. Hey, this is super clunky. We love it all. We want to hear it all. We want to know it all. Any designers out there that are used to WordPress, what do you think? We're still kind of in beta, but any feedback is really appreciated. Cool, guys. Well, thanks for coming. I really appreciate your time. Always check us out in the support tickets, live Q&As twice a week. Make sure you take advantage. A lot of times, especially the early morning ones, there'll be one or two people in there, and you'll basically get one-on-one support on your projects with our team. So we love to have you. We love the experience. We love to hear more about what you're working with. And if I don't have any more questions, thanks, Gienna. Sorry if I just murdered that
You're good. It's Gwenna.
Gwenna. Okay,
Yes,
cool.
I hear too.
Cool. Hey guys.
Oh.
Awesome. Do you have any questions? What do you think? Have you used Builders before? Give me something. What do you got?
No, we are just learning. We just finished the Pampa program and
Oh,
we are
cool.
drinking from a fire hose right now. And
Yeah.
the
Yep. Yep.
curve is huge. So we don't
Please.
have many questions.
Awesome. And yeah, share your overwhelm with our team. That's what we're here for. So if there's
Thank
anything
you.
you got, yep, don't be afraid.
Thank you. We have so appreciated the support and every question we've had. Sorry, my dog is barking at the door. So yeah, thank you. You guys' customer support has been fantastic.
Awesome. I appreciate that. I'll let everybody know. We're a tight team. We're not this massive organization. There's 10 of us and we chat. So thank you
I
for
love
that.
it.
I appreciate you.
Well, thank you for all that you guys
Cool.
are doing and your product is phenomenal. So well
Cool.
done.
Thank you. Have a
Have
great evening,
a great day.
afternoon. Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. I'm going to stop sharing here and sign off. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful day.